We call this our hood versus hood challenge. We are putting four of our Tampa Bay hoods head-to-head to see who's the nicest, who's the kindest.
Yes.
Last week, Tampa Palms was in the lead because they were so nice in helping our poor associate producer, Scotty the Body, help him up as he fell down in the middle of the street with some crutches on.
Exactly.
So this week, we did the red light challenge, which is what, Holly?
So you are sitting at a red light in your car, and sometimes, you know, your gaze kind of wanders off. Maybe you're checking your phone, whatever, and then suddenly the light has turned green, but you don't realize it. So then some good concerned citizen is always like, honking at you. Mm. But how long does it take to honk? That's the question today.
So, Scotty the Body, let's go to our first winning city from last week, Tampa Palms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After Tampa Palms, you'll see kind of how this trend is going to go.
Oh, dear. Yeah. All right, yeah. Here we go.
Oh, she's looking at her phone, too. She might not even know if the light turns. We're going to have two people behind us beep. I feel like this is going to be a quick one. All right, cars are starting to stop. Oh, here we go. Let's see. One, two. Oh, there it is. We got a couple seconds, and we're off. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
So that was really quick where Tampa Palms said, honk.
See, that's the thing. So however long it takes someone in back of you to honk, we're going to give you a point based on that. So they only waited 2 seconds. They were impatient in Tampa Palms.
I mean, so they were nice in making sure that you were up off the street.
Yeah.
But they had somewhere to go.
They had somewhere to go, and that's understandable.
Now, where was the second place we went to?
The second place was over back in Gulfport.
Ooh, okay.
So great area, but check it out.
I'm 56th Street. I am looking at my phone. Oh, we are so getting... Oh, my... I have a bad feeling about this one. We're going to get beeped that quick. Very quick. I'm going to tell you that right now. This car is not messing around. I'm over here on my phone, looking around, and he's not paying attention either. Oh, there it is.
Whoa.
Right when you think.
Do you ever feel like some of those horns are more aggressive than others? Like,
yes.
Some of them, you feel like they're like, oh, it's fine. Take your time. I'm just trying to remind you.
Hey.
No, that was a big old pickup truck right there behind me, trying to run me over if I didn't move.
They said, boy, move it.
I ain't got time.
All right, so Gulfport, they've got 3 points. All right, so then where did you go next?
Back over to Clearwater.
Okay.
All right, let's see how they did.
Oh, here we go. Looking down at my phone. And 3, 4. Oh, there it is. And we're going. That took a long time. I was right with that one. Oh, my gosh. That took a while. All right, I give you some of that Clearwater. That took a while.
Wow.
So Clearwater was like, okay. And then finally beeped.
Wow. Now, this is great because last week on the Fallen Man Challenge, they had a 0.
Yeah, big old goose egg.
I mean, so it looks like they've got, like, they won't get out of their car to help you, but they'll wait for you at the red light.
That's like the calm beach town. They're just hanging out, relaxing. They don't need to go anywhere too fast. I would say.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. What was the last place we went to?
The last place was over back in Brandon.
All right. Mm. Let's see how they did.
Okay, here we go. I'm looking at my phone. The light just turned green. I'm going to keep it held. I'm going to get beeped at so quick. Here we go. Oh, there it is. That was quick. Okay. That was a big beep, too. That was like, oh, I just messed them up, too, on the traffic. Oh, they're beeping at me still. Oh, man, they're following me. Oh, man.
Oh!
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we're going to turn in now. We're going to run away from people that are not.
Did they look like they were about to mow you down at any point?
Literally went speeding after my car and kept honking the horn.
Wow.
Continuously honk the horn.
Okay,
as
Brandon.
The light turned yellow.
Okay.
Brandon, what are they doing? Why are they so mad in Brandon?
Brandon has no chill. Brandon is like, go! Go, 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 go!
I did mess up their flow because as soon as I went, the light turned yellow, so the people behind me were very mad.
They were probably cursing at you in their cars.
All right, Holly. What does the leaderboard look like right now in week 2 of our Hood versus Hood Challenge?
Okay, so based on the length of time it took different towns to honk, right now you want the whole score or just for this challenge?
The whole score. Where's the leaderboard?
Okay, so after the Fallen Man Challenge and after the Red Light Challenge, I'm so sorry to say, Tampa Palms, but you're in 4th.
Oh, they've fallen from 1st to last.
Yeah, not a good position to be in. Number 3 is Brandon. Number 2... is Gulfport.
Okay.
Which means that right now, Clearwater, you're in the lead.
Clearwater, you're taking the lead. and our hood versus hood challenge.
Yes.
All right. So what is the next challenge next week that you will unknowingly be put to this weekend by Scotty the Body?
Hey.
You can find out next Wednesday at 8:25. Now, if you want to see the video, all you got to do is go to hot1015tampabay.com and you can see the leaderboard there as well with our little legend of how we scored it.
Yep.
And also, you can quickly see the video at facebook.com/hot1015.